something I want to share with you, which I think God has put on my heart for today. And just to kind of set the thought up, I want you to watch a short video clip, okay? This is an animal clip produced by the BBC, quite poignant. So just watch this for a minute. Thank you. That's quite sad, but there was something missing. The sound. Play it with the sound.
Excuse me, I'm having a bit of trouble with me wing. I think it's broken. Can anyone help?
Do I know anyone who can help?
God's got the power. Gather round, brothers and sisters, join me. Are you ready to receive the healing? Ready to receive the light? Feel the power and feel the love. If feeling the love is wrong, then I don't ever want to be right.
I don't believe it. Look, everyone. He's healed me broken wing.
Behold, he believed and now he has received the healing.
Oh no, hang on, it's still broken.
Non-believer!
Oh no, it's working again.
It's a miracle!
That's from a series the BBC did called Walk on the Wild Side. The point I simply want to make is this. The soundtrack makes all the difference. Events are events, but the soundtrack that you place around the events of life are what add depth, add emotion, add fun. They add, you know, we could have put sort of a Jaws soundtrack to it. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And you'd have gone, and all gotten frightened. Soundtrack is so important, isn't it? And I want to suggest to you in the time that we've got this morning that you've got to take control of the soundtrack of your life. You have to take control of it. Because the truth is, life happens, events happen, but then we tend to put a soundtrack around it, which determines how we respond then, how emotionally we deal with things. You know, we sang that new song, which I'd not heard before, a piece two songs ago. And essentially, that was making statements, placing a soundtrack around potentially what was going to be a difficult situation. That there's a storm, but I'm not going to fear it. But come on, I've got a place of peace. So it's not denying the circumstances exist. It's taking proactive control of a soundtrack. You know, I don't know how you'd currently define your place in life right now. You may be in a great place. You may feel you're in a bad place. Some of you may feel I'm in a boring place. You know, life is just so boring. You may feel in control or out of control. But the truth is, the soundtrack you play around that life will determine how you respond to that situation and those events of your life. I think the soundtrack we play is totally our choice. Completely and utterly our choice. I have the choice to press play. You know, the old cassette recorder, now the CD player, now your iPad. You can press play and you can play things that fill the soundtrack, fill the atmosphere, fill the environment. So you've got to choose your own playlist. You've got at certain points to press play and you have to make sure that the right stuff is proactively and selectively filling the environment of your life. So there's a choice to press play, but I think there's another choice. The other choice is to turn the volume up or down. Because some stuff gets into the soundtrack of my life, and it's kind of just there. It appears. You know, like supermarket music? You know, you're walking out Asda, wherever you go, and it's like, suddenly you find yourself singing because there's happy music. And it's a song about, you know, buy more, buy more, buy more. And it's... It's carefully tailored in this, you know, this retail environment to help you relax and feel happy about spending all your money. Now, you've got a choice when subliminal external noise gets into your soundtrack to either turn the volume up or turn the volume down. When we sang that peace song this morning, some of you turned the volume up. Because you suddenly realized, this is me. Bit of a storm going on, stuff not going too well here. Yes, I am going to confess and declare faith, peace, and you just turn the volume up. So the choice is ours, guys. We have to press play, and we have to control the volume, deliberately tune in. And I think the more you choose to press play, the more you get selective about the soundtrack you allow to resonate around the events of your life, the better you get at getting the volume up and down too. You know, God's really interested in the soundtrack of your life. He's really interested. And I want to suggest to you five God-given soundtracks that you can take a hold of to make sure that you not just live a great life, but you live a great Christian life, a faith-filled life, and a life that will make a difference. Okay, so five quick things. First one is this. You've got to turn up the volume on the soundtrack of music, songs, worship. Music is wonderful, isn't it? Music sets moods. Songs carry a message. Do you have a song? No, some people have, oh, it's our song. And it's a song that reminds them of specific events and times, and when they fell in love, when they had the first dance, and oh, the wedding march that we did and all that. Depends how you're wired on whether you have a song or not. But music and songs have ability to lift your soul and spirit. They have an ability to carry you through stuff. Music taps straight into your emotions. And I think that's why God gave it to us. When I look through the Bible, in the Old Testament, it seems to me that trumpets and choirs and singers are all part and parcel of the worship environment that God created. It was even when God himself spoke from Mount Sinai to Moses and gave him the Ten Commandments back in Genesis, it says there was trumpets behind him, and they got louder and louder. It's kind of creating atmosphere, calling people to hear what God's got to say. Music's part of the soundtrack. Yeah. You know, in Psalm 150, right at the end of that great book of hymns, it says, praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals, with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's saying, I don't feel like praising today. You know, I'm not feeling very happy today. What that psalm is doing is saying, come on, we're going to regulate the soundtrack, and we're going to make sure it's full of good, life-giving music that brings the right set of emotions to help us. As you work through the Bible and into the New Testament, we discover that early church were a worshiping community, a singing community. They were a people who, in Ephesians 5, it says that they spoke to one another with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. It says, sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you keep reading, you discover actually that's just a taste of heaven. Because by the time you get to the end of the book, we discover in heaven there's an awful lot of the singing and worship and music going on, because it's part of the soundtrack that God has given us. I want to encourage you, take hold of the music, singing, and worship soundtrack of your life. What you sing, what you worship to, does something for your soul and helps you navigate circumstance like nothing else. You know, most songs carry a lyric, carry a meaning. And if you can get the right stuff at the right time, it can actually be part of saving your life. There's a song in your heart. There's a song in your head. There's a song in your environment. They enrich the mundane days. And they add faith and challenge to the challenging days. 24 years ago, we moved house from Leicester up to Lancaster. And in the midst of that move, four kids and a dog and all the rest of it, in the midst of it, things went a bit pear-shaped, like they can do when you move house in this country. And basically, our house sale fell through, but I'd got the kids already in school up there, so we were like, what's going on here? And so we're in this tense world of feeling God was saying go, but circumstantially it wasn't working out, and I needed it fast, like right now, please God. And I was driving up and down the M6 between Leicester and Lancaster. Now those were the days of Hosanna Integrity audio CDs. Old people in the room will remember them. They came in the post every month or every couple of months, and it was brand new music from around the world. And it just so happened that the one that was doing the rounds then, in 1990 whatever, four, had Don Moen on it, singing this song.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see.
I have faith.
He will make a way.
He'll make a way for me.
He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day.
Come on. I drove up down the M6 singing at the top of my voice, tears streaming down my face sometimes. Come on, God, today, make a way. Mindful, things are not going well here. And if I'd have played a different soundtrack of fear, of doubt. Ooh, maybe God hasn't said we should move. Ooh, I've already given me notice in at work. Oh, what if I don't get the kids in the school? Oh, what if, what if? I could have played a different soundtrack. But you've got to play the right soundtrack. God has given us music, song, and worship to be proactively part of that process of living life for Him. So, there's a soundtrack, a music, song, and worship. Second soundtrack that you've got is God's Word, the Scripture. The Bible must become part of the soundtrack of your life. Every event needs the soundtrack of God's perspective on it. And the truth is, music can also be a vehicle of that, but not everyone's musical. And the truth is, the spoken word is intrinsically powerful. When you listen to the spoken word, particularly the word of God, you hear it spoken, maybe literally just read out, or maybe a preach or a teach. You know, in 1 Timothy 4:13, Paul said this to the young pastor Timothy. He said, "Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching, and to teaching." The public reading of Scripture. I wonder when the last time was that you actually sat and just listened to Scripture being read. It's dead easy. All you need is an app on your phone. Click, click, and it's on. It's doing it. In fact, it's this easy. I hadn't planned to do this, but let me show you how easy it is. YouVersion, read. Here we go. Where's the little thingy, Bob?
Psalm 91.
Here we go.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
See? It's that quick. I've now got the Bible in my ears. Hang on a minute, I need to shut the Bible off now, otherwise it's going to keep going. It's that easy. So you get in your car and you think, I just need. You need the voice of God, the word of God. It's that accessible. And I want to encourage you. The spoken Scripture, preaching, teaching, take a hold of that part of your life. Don't rely just on what you happen to bump into in church. Don't happen to just what happen you bump into, you know, in a nice thought that someone gives to you, or your daily reading. Take a hold of the atmosphere, the soundtrack, and say, I am going to have some of God's word, God's perspective, spoken right into the heart of where what I'm going through right now. That psalm, that was Psalm 91, actually, that was just being spoken. Don't know if you picked that up. He that dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Lord. For me, that was part of my soundtrack earlier this year. And it's actually what got me thinking about this talk. Because I was having radiotherapy. I did 20 sessions for some historic cancer issues. And on the days I'm driving to the place to have the treatment, I've got to stick something on. And I need some word. When I'm lying on the slab before the machine goes bzzz and zaps you, I need some word in my head. And it was either Psalm 91 or Psalm 118. It's the word of God Got to have the Word of God. It's not what I think, the doctors think, my fears, my hopes. It's got to be the Word of God in your head. Take control of the soundtrack. Music, song, worship. Take the Word of God and allow that to resonate and fill the atmosphere around you. So choose to press play on those two things. Now here's a third element of your life's soundtrack to take control of. It's your self-talk. Yeah. Your self-talk. You know, we used to say, he's talking to himself. The white van's coming to take him away because he's talking to himself. No, you need to talk to yourself. It's one of the most healthy things you can do is talking to yourself. I mean, you've got to have a sane conversation with someone, haven't you? And you're it. That's kind of how I view it. I talk a lot of sense to myself. The words you use and the words you hear yourself saying in your head to yourself and then the words you hear yourself saying out loud to yourself are part of that soundtrack. Part of that soundtrack. There's the inaudible and the audible. Now, the inaudible stuff, I think, is what adds emotion. You know how it goes. Something happens. You just walk into a situation. Something happens in life. You see something on the news. And inside your head, some self-talk goes on. And the way you talk about it then generates an emotion inside you. So if what you walk into generates a self-talk of, ooh, that's scary. Ooh, man. Oh, heck. Oh, dear. Suddenly, fear and emotion is beginning to grip your soul, is starting to take control, and you've got to press, not play, but stop. And you have to take control of that soundtrack and turn it to where God's perspective is, as we were saying a moment ago. Things happen, and our self-talk generates emotions attached to it. Just a thought comes into your head. And just because the thought's in your head, sometimes you don't know where they come from. Sometimes it's obvious that the response to situations. But the thought's in your head, what you then think to yourself about that thought is part of the soundtrack, the inaudible soundtrack that's part of your atmosphere, your world. And it's in that soundtrack, that inaudible soundtrack of your self-talk, that you must have God right at the heart. Because I suggest to you, most of your relationship with God is conducted there. It's conducted quietly in your head and in your heart. So as you're going through life and you think things and you see things, you talk to God about it, don't you? And it's not always appropriate to sort of blurt it out loud. Well, they might lock you up. But you talk to God in your head. You say, Lord, what do I do about this? Okay, Lord, what does your word say about that? Okay, Father, I'm not going to fear about this. Thank you that you're with me, Lord. And this conversation's going on inaudibly in your head, and that's you shaping the soundtrack and keeping your heart in peace, keeping fear where it should be, and keeping faith rising. The inaudible soundtrack of your mind is potentially one of the most important things about you. We won't go off on a tangent here, but Solomon in the Proverbs said, he said that as a man thinks within himself, so he is. It's that soundtrack you have to get the volume up on and get God's perspective on and keep things where it should be. And if thoughts and if negativity and fear get into that inaudible soundtrack, you've got to take it captive, you have to make it obedient to Christ, like it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, and deal with it ruthlessly. Then, of course, there's the audible self-talk, where you just talk to yourself. I think that's a great habit to do. If you're willing to talk to yourself out loud, it makes praying out loud with other people much easier. It makes sharing your faith much easier, because you're confident, you've heard your voice. And actually, when you hear yourself make a positive statement about you and your circumstance, faith rises in your heart. Because faith comes by hearing God's word. And particularly when you say it, you confess it, you speak it out, it culminates in building this purposeful, positive soundtrack that lifts faith and helps you press through. In Psalm 42, verse 5, we read David there talking to himself. And he goes like this. He says, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." He's kind of, you can imagine him walking and thinking, why am I feeling so down? Why are you downcast, soul? Come on. Why am I glum? What's happening? And maybe he remembered what had made him glum. Who knows? But he's saying, come on, I'm going to pull my spiritual socks up. I'm going to be positive. God's still on the throne. God's still for me. It's a good day. But hearing yourself speak it out is a very important part of getting this soundtrack right. So choose to press play, get music and worship that lifts you, spoken word of scripture, and self-talk in the right place. Here's a fourth soundtrack I think we can press play on. That is creative activity. Creative activity, if influenced, is a soundtrack. It enriches your life. Simply because doing things take focus. Yeah. You know, sometimes you think, I just need to do something. And the doing, if you do something that enriches your soul, that's creative, that is part of the way God has wired you, it sends a strong message to yourself that your life is productive, your life is fulfilling, your life is meaningful. Now, if you've got a negative soundtrack that keeps reminding you that life is boring, life is predictable, life is limited, and so you therefore begin to feel frustrated or emotionally low, you can change that soundtrack by doing something creative. You can buy yourself an old banger like Dillis and do it up. You know, the blue car to your left is Dillis, which was the wedding car that Beth Belfield was, you know, brought to the wedding in and so on. Dave's had that in his garage for months, tinkering with it, just playing with it. Now, I know you all think he plays with wood. Now you know he plays with metal as well. Why? Because it's good for his soul. Number of times when I've turned up at Dave's house, I'll say, oh, where's Dave? And Helen say, oh, he's in the garage. And he's tinkering with wood or he's tinkering with metal. Why? Because it's creative activity. And it does something for your soul. It gives your whole life a message. Life's good. Life's purposeful. Life has got enjoyment attached to it. It's not just the routine, regular stuff. You know, I don't know what makes you feel better. It could be crafting, it could be knitting, it could be painting, doing a bit of DIY. It could be playing certain sports, getting a round of golfing, going exploring, writing something, investigate something, get a hobby, have some interests, do something creative and enjoy life a little bit. And it adds purpose and essence to your life. So choose to press play. Get music and worship that lifts you. The spoken word of scripture into that soundtrack. Take control of your self-talk. Begin to express your creativity. And lastly, press play or turn up the volume on your good conversations. On your good conversations. Life's a conversation. Life is lived interacting with other people. And some of those voices that you interact with are really loud. And some of them are really loud because they're really significant people. Today is Father's Day. And some of you have had a very loud fatherly voice that has, even though maybe your father's now dead and gone, his voice still resonates every time you get into certain circumstances or situations because it's part of the conversation that you used to have. I think the television is a voice that we have to treat like a conversation. If you just listen to it, or just listen to the radio, and it's a one-way thing, it's a monologue, you're allowing it to shape the atmosphere of your soundtrack. It needs to be a conversation. Yeah. You need to say sometimes, and hear yourself say it, that is rubbish. Yeah. I don't agree with that. No, that's not what God thinks. Come on, we believe better than that. So it becomes a conversation, not just allow it to fill the soundtrack. Therefore, it will affect your soul and your feelings, and it will take you a place you don't want to be. Family, friends, You know, you can sit on the bus or the train and just hear a casual conversation that someone else is having, and it's all going in. It becomes part of the soundtrack, and you have to manage and navigate that as much as very proactive conversations. The key thing is to make wise choices about which voices to actually engage with. Some conversations you think, this is helping me, this is good, this is positive, this is enriching, so you engage with it. Others, you think, this is not a helpful conversation. Even as they are talking to me, I can feel my soul going down. Sometimes you can just feel pressure coming on you as some people talk to you. You can just feel life leaving you when some people talk to you. It's like, they're sucking me dry. You have to take control of it. And make sure that in all the soundtrack that you craft around your life, good conversations, life-giving conversations are part of it. Dial up the volume of good. Dial down any that leave you feeling bad or distracted or agitated or frustrated. If you go away from conversations feeling worse than when you started, you need to seriously think about not having that conversation again. Take a hold of the soundtrack and proactively make life-giving conversations part of yours. So what's playing right now, I wonder? Now, as you get on with life, work, play, church, family, Father's Day, whatever you've got on today, what's the soundtrack that's accompanying all the activity? Because most of you, if I said, what are you doing? You say, I'm busy. Life's busy. You know, we've got family and we've got work and career and church and serving. Life's busy. It needs a soundtrack so that the busyness doesn't just become busyness for its own sake. It needs a soundtrack that you have to take a hold of to live a life to the full, to press through trouble when it comes, to help you live a life of faith, and to be the man and woman that God's called you to be. So my simple encouragement to you today is this. Make a conscious effort to take a hold of the soundtrack of your life today and this week. Press play where you need to. Get the volume adjusted where you need to. But make sure you've got song, music, and worship in there somewhere. That'll do you a world of good. Make sure you've got spoken word of God in there somewhere. Whether it's literal word, Bible, or whether it's, you know, preaching, teaching, podcasts, whatever. Make sure your self-talk is positive. Do something creative. And make sure good conversation is at the heart of all your relationships. Close with this scripture, Ephesians 5:18. Paul said to the church, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another. So there's conversation here, speaking to one another. How's that doing? With psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. So there's the music and worship stuff, and there's songs from the Spirit. It's God's word in here. Sing and make music. Music and worship there. From your heart to the Lord. What comes from your heart to the Lord is your self-talk, self-generated. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Get your surround sound sorted out. And it will enrich your life this week. Immerse yourself in that divine soundtrack that flows from an ever-deepening relationship with God. Amen? Yeah. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that we do not live life in a silent bubble. Thank you for the sound, for the emotion, for the soundtrack that enriches our lives. And I pray that you'd help us this week to take a hold of it and to proactively release it, to energize and bring faith to our hearts, so that we press through any obstacles that come our way, so that we have faith when doubt enters our mind, so that we have your heart resonating in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.